Hi, this is Sandra of Win International Ministries. How have you been feeling? I hope this audio finds you feeling well. I'm feeling well and like you, I am seeking God for the help I need so that I can become all that God wants me to be. I wanted to take a few moments to speak to you about adversity. If your life is like mine's, adversity often shows up when I least expect it, when I don't want it, and when I don't feel like being bothered with it. But I have found that just because I don't want adversity in my life, it still doesn't make it go away. Adversity demands a response. Adversity demands attention. Adversity demands involvement. Because of what adversity demands, God offers to help us overcome adversity and experience success when we follow the way that God chooses to guide us. God understands that without His help, adversity will have its way in our lives and attempt to distort God's plans for our life, abort God's plans for our lives, or stop God's plans for our lives. God doesn't want adversity to get the victory in our life, so He is more than willing to help. When adversity strikes, it is natural for us to experience a range of emotions, including fear, doubt, and even anger. We may question why such challenges have come our way, but I have found that the best thing to do when adversity strikes is to turn to God for guidance, comfort, and strength instead of getting upset and growing angry at God. God oftentimes doesn't send the adversity, but He does often allow it. The good news is that when adversity strikes, God is not distant or indifferent to your adversity. Because God allowed the adversity, if you will turn to God, God can use the adversity to teach you how He works. God can show you how He is able to help you overcome the adversity and experience peace, healing, wholeness, blessings, and success. Although it would be easier if God never allowed adversity to strike in our life, I have found that God uses it to help you grow and to help accomplish His purposes for your life. When God allows adversity to happen in our life, evangelist Wendy Evans taught me that God limits what the adversity can do when it strikes in our lives. When evangelist Evans taught me that God limits what the adversity can do in my life, it gave me a lot of comfort and helped strengthen me so I could go through it. This let me know that because God is a loving and compassionate Father, He would not allow the adversity to destroy us. I believe God desires to see each of us overcome adversity and thrive in His purpose for our lives. I believe that God has special ways to defeat any adversity that rears its ugly head in our lives. Because of this, let us now explore some uplifting ways in which God can turn adversity for our good. Firstly, God offers us healing. When we are physically or emotionally broken, He can bring restoration to our bodies, minds, and spirits. Through prayer, we can seek His touch, asking Him to heal our wounds and bring comfort to our pain. God's healing power is not limited by the extent of our suffering. He can restore us completely, providing the strength and peace needed to face each day with renewed hope. Secondly, God promises us restoration. When your circumstances seem hopeless and your dreams are shattered, God can breathe new life into your situations. He can turn your mourning into dancing and your ashes into beauty. By surrendering your struggles to Him, when you allow God to work in miraculous ways, He will bring restoration to every area of your life. If you will trust God's timing, He will turn your adversity to success and bring forth a season of renewal and abundance. Thirdly, God is a provider of financial prosperity. When you face financial difficulties, God can open doors of opportunity, provide wisdom, and bless the work of your hands. He is not limited by your circumstances, but rather, He invites us to partner with Him in stewarding our resources wisely. By seeking God's guidance and aligning your actions with His will, you can experience His provision and witness His faithfulness in your finances. Lastly, God desires to give you His best. Even in the midst of adversity, God has a plan and purpose for your life. God can take your most challenging experiences and use them for your growth and transformation. When you surrender your struggles to Him, you allow God to shape you into the person He has called you to be. He can bring beauty from the ashes and turn your trials into testimonies that will inspire others and glorify His name. So, dear listeners, when adversity strikes, remember that God is with you. He can heal your wounds, restore what was lost, provide for your needs, and ultimately guide you into His best for your life. Lean on Him in times of trouble, seek His face, and trust in His promises. With God by your side, you can overcome any adversity and emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient. It is my prayer that you will find comfort and hope in the midst of your challenges. Remember, you are not alone. God is with you, ready to transform your adversity into a testimony of His faithfulness. Trust in Him, and He will lead you to a brighter tomorrow. If you enjoyed this audio and it blessed you, remember to visit wendyevans.org and give us your best donation. Your donations will help us to be able to help you as we continue to work to inspire you, encourage you, and help you find how God wants to work in your life. Subscribe to our email newsletter so that we can stay in touch with you and send you uplifting content, special offers, and products or services that can be of help to you in some way. In conclusion, may God bless you and keep you. May God make His face shine on you as He teaches you how to overcome your adversity and experience success.